In El Cajon, California, near San Diego, hundreds of young soccer players from around the world are training, perfecting the art of the back pass, the header. They are from around the world, but all of them live in the U.S. All are refugees. And soccer is a means to an end, creating better students. From Here and Now contributor KQED, Aaron Siegel McIntyre explains.
Every Sunday morning, a transformation happens here on the basketball courts outside Cajon Valley Middle School. These concrete slabs surrounded by chain-link fence become the hallowed stomping ground for some of the most resilient soccer players ever to set foot in California. Osama Abdulaziz is one of those soccer-obsessed teens. He's 14 now, but he came to California from Iraq when he was 10. Today, he's not thinking about being a refugee. Right now, his mind is on one thing. Soccer. He's really, really excited to be playing.
See that number 11 in the white shirt? Andy, I think he's known for his speed. Fadi, the guy in the red, for his defending. He's fast too. Cyrus, that huge kid, he's good at everything.
These Sunday morning sessions are pickup games. Boys and girls play together on the same team. Kids here are from places like Congo, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Colombia, Syria, and Afghanistan. A potent blend of sport and study helps these scholar athletes on and off the field through a group called YALA. YALA means let's go in Arabic. The nonprofit program is funded through private donations and some government grants. Sarah Cooper is YALA's director.
So we use soccer as a hook to entice children to come in and get academic.
Here at YALA, you can't participate in soccer unless you're in mandatory after-school tutoring. Part of that is ESL, and college is the goal. YALA's headquarters are a stucco building in downtown El Cajon that used to house a bank. Through tutoring and soccer, YALA helps immigrant and refugee kids excel emotionally, academically, and of course, on the soccer field. In the 8 years since its founding, 1,500 kids have gone through the program.
Oh, do you know what this property is called? Commutative property of multiplication. All right. See if you can.
Each kid coming here after school retrieves a Chromebook laptop, cracks it open, and gets focused.
A month in, I came to the U.S. I was struggling in school. I didn't speak a lot of English. I had like two friends.
Those two friends, he says, changed his life by introducing him to YALA.
I have a lot of family back in Iraq. The hard thing was when I came here, I didn't have any family. YALA really blessed me, and I'm thankful for that. I'm very, very thankful for that.
During afternoon study sessions, volunteers float around the room, helping out where needed.
5 times 4 is 20.
Yeah, so then what number is in common?
One of the volunteers, Patrick Foley, says he started volunteering as a response to Donald Trump's campaign rhetoric about immigrants.
The campaign of xenophobia and racism was one that I wanted to respond to, and the only thing I could think of to do something constructive was to volunteer here so the students understand that is not my America.
San Diego County's been a hotspot for refugee resettlement for decades. More than 14,000 Iraqi refugees have been resettled here over the last 8 years. And it's estimated that Iraqi Americans make up a third of El Cajon's population. About 40% of the scholar athletes at YALA are Iraqi. So is Zainab Salih, who supervises tutors here.
YALA, Jonathan.
Jonathan, YALA.
Let's go.
How we did
okay,
it?
Sayaha is... Y-A-O-L-A. Okay, there's no dots. There's no dots. Jonathan Fayaha.
Many younger kids at YALA, she says, don't remember much about their home countries.
They are American. They have no idea what about Iraq. The old one, yes, they have a story. They still remember the violence, the bombs, the blood. Sometimes when they start talking, you feel the pain in their voice and in their eyes.
What's my password?
Okay, it's in your folder. Can you check your folder, please?
Most recently, she says staff and volunteers at YALA have been wrestling with anti-immigrant rhetoric. But, she says,
we gotta believe in our president and try to adapt. Maybe he don't see the good about our faith and our being immigrants right now, but I believe if we approve that, he's gonna see the goodness.
Back at the pickup game, Osama says playing soccer at YALA has given him a sense of belonging and taught him about resolving conflict.
We get into arguments, but at the end of the day, it's all competitive, and at the end, we're all one big family. It's Like when you play on the same team, that just everything goes away. You automatically unite again. It's just, it's amazing. I think soccer is the best way to solve problems.
For Here and Now, I'm Erin Siegel-McIntyre.